about Yom HaShoah that is observed this evening. In my mind, one of the most important aspects of remembering the Shoah is to make yourselves aware of the enormous enormous cruelty that the Nazis had, which really defies language. It is the extent of the, there aren't words for the cruelty of the Nazis, is lo yumen. And as time marches on, if one doesn't make oneself aware or refresh the collective memory and personal memory, so then it'll become at some point unimaginable. We, in very recent times, just find it hard sometimes to imagine the barbarism of terrorists and of Arabs in different situations. And certainly it's just hard for the human mind to fathom. It's hard for us to fathom the concept of genocide, but it's hard for us to fathom the extent of the cruelty on individual Germans, and then to imagine that it was all planned out in a measured fashion. So this is again, it's low. You probably don't know this. If I've heard about it though, because it really goes back several generations. But when survivors were silent for. Most survivors did not, the overwhelming majority of survivors did not speak about the experiences of the Holocaust till the 70s. In the 70s, so then survivors slowly began to talk about it. Most believe that has to do with the Eichmann trials. That once the Eichmann trials were received some publicity, so that was the sea change in the minds of many survivors, and many survivors died without ever speaking about it. And combination of the publicity of the Eichmann trials and the reality that people would not be aware of it, so that combined to open up more and more survivors. Probably, it was usually believed that survivors did not want to burden the next generation. And that's why they didn't speak about it. More likely, it had to do with that there was no way to describe it. In other words, if survivors were to describe what they saw, what they experienced, so they would meet the inability to give it expression. There were no words that they had to be able to describe. And they had the great fear that no one could ever believe what they saw, because it was just beyond the pale of civilized imagination. That, together with it, that it was enormously painful, and it was somehow, in some miraculous fashion, they were able to, most of them, the vast majority were able to reestablish productive lives, which goes, again, is something either which is miraculous or speaks to the strength of human nature when forced to be productive. So, I think the important parts of having Yom HaShoah are number one to encourage more, more so than the, you know, the mini drama, which in my mind minimizes the event. But it's by having a day in the calendar, I think it reminds us of a mandate that, number one, to become aware of the extent of the cruelty. It's again unimaginable. It's impossible to give it words. But the fact that it occurred, and that fact that a human being can be capable of such animal, it's even not befitting for animals with the Nazis in. So that's important to be aware of, that it happened. And as hard as it is to wrap one's mind around it, it has to be accepted that it happened. Same token, the miraculous recovery of the Jewish people, both as a people and as individuals, is, again, also beyond, defies words. It defies words that within 5 years, less than 5 years, within 3 years, we could establish a state. We could see ourselves as having a place amongst nations. That's beyond description. But that individuals, because that individual families could reestablish themselves, that Klal Yisrael could reestablish itself. It's also that people who've seen such such debasement of all that which is of value, could then in the DP camps could reestablish the highest rate of marriage and reproduction. It's again, these are phenomena that when that are facts, one has to observe. But I don't know if we have the capacity to really give words that can appreciate them. And then I think it's important in Yom HaShoah to review the words of the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma, Rabbi Simcha, is a passage in Chukosah that it's worthwhile to have some of the words sort of seared in one's mind. Because we, and I believe you as well, are very much the products of the events of the Shoah. I think it's worthwhile seeing it through the lens of this Meshech Chochma. So a few words, a few lines, again, you may be familiar with it. The Meshech Chochma and B'chukosai, during the, when the Torah describes the Teichacha, and it's a magnificent Meshech Chochma that perhaps we'll study in greater detail. I just want to zero in on a few lines. Kachi darko, kachi darko shel ha'uma. And again, I'm not doing it justice because it's in the context of an appreciation of hashgacha and an appreciation of parts of the halachic system. And how they work in different times. So I'm just zeroing in on a few lines of a very significant thesis. Kacha yadarka shalu umo shekasher yikonsul eretz nachriya, that when we go into a strange land, yiyu einom b'nei Torah kasher nildal delumen atzoros v'agzeros v'agirush. So we will be lacking in Torah scholarship, which have become impoverished because of the difficulties that chased us and result in our expulsion from another country. V'yachar kach, and afterward, when we find ourselves in this new territory, Yisorer behem ruach eloki hashoeif bam. So there will be awakened within them a divine spirit, hashoeif bam, that inspires them, that gives them ambition, lahashivam, to restore them, limkor chotzvo machzeves kodesham, to return them to their source, the quarry of their sanctity. Yilmedu yarbitzu Torah. They will study and they will spread Torah. Yasu niflos. They will accomplish wondrous things. Ad ki yamod keren haTorah al rumbo v'siyo. Until Torah has been restored to its high position. Halo ein v'yad hador lo sif mal iskader neged avosam. He says, and then the generation will, or there'll be a generation that will have difficulty finding the ability to do new things, to be mechadish new things. Ma yasa chafetza odam, what does the human spirit do? Osui Lisgader al Chadesh, which is given to Chidushim to find new ideas and new areas, new space. Yivaker b'rayon kozei v'sasher n'chilu aveseinu. Then they'll begin to visit false ideas that our forefathers bequeathed to us. Yisha'er chadashos, they will find new ideas. Bishkoach mahayol umaso bisnoyedu biyamatlois v'yiyema, and they will find new ideas by forgetting that which caused the nation to wander and find great misery. Od ma'at yoshuv lomar sheker nochlu aveseinu. They will return to question the veracity of Torah. Va'yisraeli bechlal yishkach machtzavto v'yachshov lezrach ra'anan. And the Jew will begin to forget its source and to consider itself a new citizen. Right? Yazov li modei doso. Will leave the learning of its religion. Lil mod lishonos lo lo. To learn languages, tongues, philosophies, ideas, cultures that are not it. Right? So again, so what's the Meshech Chochma tracking for us? Meshech Chochma lived in the early part of the 20th century. He died shortly after, I think, the First World War. So that's why it's very important to understand that for the next few lines, that it becomes even more famous. But the point of the point that we're saying now is we've seen this, right? We've seen Klal Yisrael restore itself in a miraculous fashion, in a way that can only be described as Ruach Eloki HaShoeif Bam. In other words, to have a generation suffer the Shoah and then reestablish yeshivas and shuls, Jewish communities, Jewish education, to be able to bring back, to be able to say that there are more people learning yeshivas now than ever before, and that's decades after the Shoah, that's Ruach Elokei HaShoeif Bam, right? To have survivors reestablish Eretz Yisrael, America, communities, Ruach Elokei HaShoeif Bam. However, the part of human nature, that's the next point that Meshech Chochma makes, is to strive to do new things. Every person wants to accomplish on their own. It's part of that's a part of the kochos that Shmuel gave us. Every generation wants to be able to have chidushim that are theirs. So, when the system works, so then we find our chidushim within Torah. That's part of the idea. Hinichu mokim lizgader boy. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Kadosh Baruch Hu has left the Gemara in Chulin. Kadosh Baruch Hu has left, always leaves within Torah areas for generations and for individuals to be mechadish, to find, to be able to express themselves. That's pshat. Hinichu, Gemara says, how could it be that there was a Avodah Zorah left for Chizkiyah to remove? Did Nasa move in his later years all the Avodah Zorah? So the Gemara's answer is, Hinichu lo imokim lesgadarba. The Mashal explains that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out this way. It means that the Asa didn't say, I got to leave something for my son to do. No, he thought he got rid of all the Avodah Zorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that in order for the next, for Chizkiyah, for any Jewish leader to be successful, there has to be a place where that person can introduce Chiddush, new ideas, new new accomplishments. Part of human nature. And with the Meshachah, and that's the Gemara. Hinichu l'makom l'sgadarba. One wonders how yitochen that so many years after Chasimus the Talmud, there could still be room to publish more Svarim. One can wonder how yitochen that in the next door, Mit Hashem, that you will publish new Svarim. How yitochen? Now the desktop publication, anybody can publish anything. Right? That's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan of Torah, that there is place for every individual person to be mechadish, l'sgadru u'lechadish, part for every door. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu designed Torah. Right? So it's part of the plan of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And the Meshachach was giving us an insight, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created human beings in such a way that they have a powerful desire to be mechadish. That's part of the Ramban explains, Simchas Yisrael Broid explains, that was at the core of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Ramban says that is at the core of the Chet of Ego, right? The misuse of the Koyach HaChidosh. But Kadosh Baruch Hu placed within people the Koyach HaChidosh, and he placed within, and he governs Torah such that the Koyach HaChidosh can be expressed within Torah. Hinichu mokim lesgadar bo. Whoever says the Mishnah Chochma, that when Klal Yisrael is successful in reestablishing Torah, Ad Kiyamid Keren HaTorah Al Rum Moves Co. Halo Ein B'Yad Ador LoHoisev. But what can we add? Again, Mishnah Chochma is describing my generation, your generation. My generation can be seen, because my generation is that we still saw the Gedolim from Europe. So we still saw people who lost everything and reestablished themselves. Yeshivas gave shiurim. So the next generation wondered, well, what's left to do? Right? It had the politicians pointed out that's the same lack of leadership that occurred in Israel, probably in the 80s, and we're still suffering from it now. It was all of the, now to a lesser extent, but the generation of the present Israeli leadership, and maybe a little bit older than the present leadership, they're always belittled. Not belittle, it's not very word. They themselves found in themselves that they weren't able to match the generation of the founding group of politicians in Israel. In other words, if you've grown up as a disciple of a Ben Gurion and of Peretz as part of that group, and Rabin was certainly part of that group. So these are titans, political titans. So the next generation says, you know, they can't measure up. And their inability to see themselves as measuring up created a vacuum within this Israeli political leadership. This is not my observation, sir. It's the Dvarim Yiduim. But that's what the Meshacham was pointing out. Ma Yaseh, halo ein biyada dor lo hoisif mo. So So what can the next generation do? Right? They had a generation that established day schools in a country that was unfriendly to the day school movement because of the importance of the public school movement, and successfully established a day school movement. So what's the next generation? Another day school? That doesn't. It's vastly important, but you can see how a person can say, "Look, so what can I do?" Right? Another shul. I was establishing a shul in the community that survivors. That's a huge accomplishment. I'm establishing a day school and attracting kids from public. It's a huge accomplishment. But now, it's another day school. Maintaining the same model. Right. So these are vastly important. But you can see what the Meshech Chacham is saying, that people are seeking an area of chiddush, and when they don't find it within Torah for whatever reason, so then they go outside of Torah. Then they have to be mechadesh ideas that are incorrect, ideas that are not sanctioned by Torah, because the individual drive to make a name for oneself that's in the petty way of saying it. Or the individual drive to accomplish and contribute something to something new, that's the more generous way of saying it. So that is such a driving force, this is a Meshech Chochmah, that it steers people away from what's true values and emes. It confuses people. Yishor Chadoshos, and they begin to find new things which are outside of the pale of Mesorah and Torah and Emes. It doesn't have to be that way. A person should be able to find Chiddush within Torah, and a person should be able to be that honest with themselves that they should be able to ask themselves, what is the driving force in what I'm doing? Is the driving force contribution, driving force to strengthen the Mesorah, or is the driving force my own need l'chadesh? And that's the parenthetical comment, which Meshech Chochmah does not say over here. And that's why one always needs to have a vet, to be able to have a discerning system, because the Koch HaChidosh is so powerful. But that's not the point of the Meshech Chochmah. The point of the Meshech Chochmah is to describe what we've seen. And what he says is the course of Jewish history. So what happens is that we become enamored by ideas and a culture that is not our homegrown culture. Yazov limudei doso. And therefore we will leave the study of our own religion, lilmod lishonos lo, to learn cultures that don't belong to us. Yolef mikilkalosa. V'layolef mitakona. Right? I believe what he means is that we will learn from some of the lack of values of the people around us, and not learn from what they have accomplished. And this is the phrase that is so often quoted: Yachshov ki Berlin Yerushalayim. And they will come to appreciate. They have to remember this was written after the First World War. So this was written at a time even before the First World War. I'm not sure exactly when it was written. It's probably written even younger. It probably was written in the early part of the century. So we're not talking. So he was describing the 30s. He was describing the late 20s. And the Jewish founded long before. It was a prescient comment. Yachshov ki Berlin Yerushalayim. Uki mikulkolim shebehem asisem. Kim tukonim lo yasisem. The posuk. And then he writes, Oz Yovo Ruach So'er Visar. So'er Visar. And then, when the Jews come to this point where we give greater value to the culture around us, Oz Yovo Ruach So'er So'er, then a storm comes. Yakor Oso Megizo. Abrutas, it'll uproot them from their root. Yanicheyu Legoi Merchok. And will drop us off in a nation that's distant, whose language we don't understand. Yedak yuger. Once again, we will come to know that we are strangers. Lishono sfas kadshenu. Ulishono zorim kilvush yachalof. And we will exchange language for language. Umachtsavtu geze Yisrael, tenchumbav nichum in divi Hashem. Asher nivu al geze yishay v'achmas hayomim. And our nechoma will come from the prophets, the prophecies of times to come. Bitultula yishkach teirosai. Oim ko pulpula. And by being moved around, we will forget the depth of Torah. Vishom yunuach ma'at. And we will rest briefly. Yisore b'regesh kodesh. And we will again be inspired with holy feelings. Bond of Yosifu Oimetz. Next generation will have greater courage. Bachorov yasu choyl b'teres Hashem. Yisgadru lifashet Torah b'zeh agvul. Again, now describing our generation again, my generation. And this young people will become yasu choyl b'teres Hashem. Yisgadru lifashet b'Torah b'zeh agvul. And they will try to expand Torah shekvar nishkachot, that which was forgotten. B'zeh yiskayim yechazek b'omets. And they will become strong and they will once again be powerful. Koy derech Yisrael b'yom ha'yosom b'snodeid. This has been the course of Jewish history from the second base of Mikdash and on. Puk chozi amiros devorim b'sefer Zeruah. And he gives you makoros or Zeruah and the Zvila. He gives you makor and Shuvah Sarambam. And so on and so forth. So what I said before, that your generation is still the product of the Shoah in numerous ways. Number one is the tremendous disappointment. This is that Klal Yisrael suffers when we are disappointed by the host culture. What happened in the post-war, in one of the great divisions between the survivors of Eastern Europe and the survivors of Western Europe, or the survivors of Eastern Europe and American-born Jews, is that the survivors of Eastern Europe felt entirely betrayed by an advanced culture. At the core of the arguments between the upholders of Torah Mada and the detractors of Torah Mada is very much this Nakuda. Because the Klal Yisrael was very taken by Western civilization and Western accomplishments before the war. And after the war, when an advanced culture became so debased and so depraved, so it caused her to not know what to do with it. So there were groups amongst Klal Yisrael that said there's absolutely, there can be no value to a culture outside of Torah, Bahariah. And others felt that there was still that there are values in a host culture that have values. It was that Yachshov ki b'in Yerushalayim. So what happens afterward? What do you do with it afterward? When you find out that you put stock in something and held it in great respect, and then it felt so betrayed by it. So my generation certainly was still trying to recover from that. And I think you're also the products of that. By the same token, the fact that the sense of the accomplishments of the American Western society, what Moshe coined as Malchus Shel Chesed, so that also is a result. Our appreciation of that is as a result of being coming from a survivor, being a generation or two after survivors. The disappointment that students of history have in America's response to the Shoah at the time, very complex, comes has to be, it sits side by side with the tremendous depth of appreciation of America welcoming Jews and Jews being able to thrive in America. So all of these things, plus the sense of comfort that Jews have in America, ad kedei kach, that Jews will advocate for Jews and for Israel, still born in a sense of not having done what we're supposed to do in the Holocaust. So there are many, many parts. Again, it's complex. There are ideas that live side by side. The sense of having been betrayed by an advanced culture certainly was there in my generation. I'm not sure whether it's still in your generation. The sense that the Jews have to use every opportunity to advocate for Jews and to advocate for Israel, because we made that mistake during the times of the Holocaust, that I believe is very much at the root of the comfort that my generation and your generation has in being strong advocates for Klal Yisrael and figuring out how to do that in the American system. And I think that the depth of appreciation of American culture that allowed us and encouraged us to thrive also lives side by side. So that's why I think that these are the crucial issues, I think, that one has to be appreciative of when one thinks about Yom HaShoah. Number one, the immense, and again, the betrayal and the disappointment that goes beyond words. And at the same time, the Ruach Eloki that both inspired Klal Yisrael to regain its position and that created the comforts of America for us. And you can readily appreciate how, you know, we may still be in the, we may still keep these two competing ideas in balance, but you can certainly appreciate how, as time goes forward, we could, and probably will, fall into the same pattern that the Mishnah Chochma described. Ad kiyov yishilo. Till we get back there, so this pattern has been with us for too long to simply dismiss it. I think those are the things that I think that those are the values of having a Yom HaShoah, to make sure that we don't, that all of these ideas never taken off the table. Any auras? Yeah.
So is it fair to say that's a result of that the malfocus between...
No. You're saying it's correct. You're saying it's correct. It's not. I'm not saying it's as a result, but I think that it gained great currency. Everything's correct. Wrap our heads around that. So I would suggest the following. Maybe I want to just underscore for a moment the point that Yoni made, because maybe I was too, maybe I misrepresented it. We're saying, which is incorrect, the question of the value of a culture and outside of Torah was has always been questioned. That's correct. But after the war, it emboldened and gave greater currency to any kind of to a greater involvement in the host culture. But Jane's correct. You also have to appreciate that most of the opposition to being involved in the host culture came from Eastern Europe. And in Eastern Europe, the Jews felt hated by the non-Jews, and the Jews found the, now this is a gross generalization, overgeneralization, but found the host culture not to have the same level of sophistication as in Western Europe. So what I'm suggesting does have roots even through Europe. What became so unsettling was that Western Europe was always seen to be of a more advanced and more sophisticated general culture. So that the depravity chronologically stemmed from Western Europe was even more unsettling. Nevertheless, probably Western European Jews were more comfortable even after the war in maintaining, finding the values in Western civilization, which is a psychological study. But I think it's in terms of what Yisrael is saying, I think that the approach that we could have to the Talmid Rabbi Akiva is Leinogu Kovid Zebazeh. It's a question that Yisrael is saying, Leinogu Kovid Zebazeh, sounds like, all right, they didn't conduct themselves respectfully to one another. But does that deserve being wiped out? Well, Leinogu Kovid Zebazeh, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when it's Talmidei Chachamim. Right, and Leinogu Kovid Bezeh Bezeh, we don't know if that means that they were throwing shtenders at each other, or it means that they were telling each other, "Don't bother going to this guy's shir." We don't know exactly what it means. Leinogu Kovid Bezeh Bezeh. Did it mean that they wrote very strong language that this person, the understanding of this din is unworthy? Right, I'm not sure what it means. So why does it deserve that the Rebbe Shimon would say that this generation of scholars should be wiped out? Which also we don't know if it means that it was wiped out in one fell swoop, or it means over many years they were depleted. We don't know. When you first learned it in Yeshiva Tana, so you assume that there was this huge plague that wiped out 24,000 Talmidim 1 year. Not that it could be that over the course of time, over the course of many, many, many years, so this Beis HaMedrash became more and more depleted. What was striking is that it always was Pesach Hashuas. Because that's how we know it was the Yad HaLakim, Yad Hashem. Because if every year between Pesach Hashuas, you have that's when these scholars are dying. So then you. That it has to be some sin from the Rosh Hashanah. Lanias Daiti, what Chazal are pointing out in that case is what we were referring to before, is that Beiloi Nogul Kovid Zebazeh, so that has to yield a narrowing of Talmud Torah and understanding the Omkus of Torah. It's one can even find in the language within the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the mis of askara comes out shabit lewis hatara. And the I think the Gemara says in Shabbos that the when the Talmidim died, so then va'oris hayadomim. I think what the Gemara is pointing out is that when Talmid Chacham are not knowing Kovid Zemazer, so that means that the generation will lose certain insights. And will generate the idea that exactly what we were saying before, because Baruch Hu gave the Torah in such a way that its fullness will only be appreciated by being exposed to more and more of the Chachmei HaMesorah. That's the way the Baruch Hu gave the Torah. That's Pshat and Inichu Mokim Nisgadur Bo. Rashi says it in the Pasuk in Kehelis. Toim Mishnai Menu Echad. So the Gemara has several interpretations. Rashi quotes it. One interpretation is on marriage, Tov Mishnai Menecha. And one interpretation is that when it comes to Chavrusis, it has to do with Torah. In Talmud Torah, Tov Mishnai Menecha. So the point is that if Chachamim are being mechaved each other, so that means that the fullness of Torah will be able to be appreciated. If Chachamim are not being mechaved each other, so then that's when the fullness of Torah will be depleted. We won't be able to appreciate it. So that's how I understand here the Gemara says, wait, the Gemara before, I said, what does Askara come for? Askara was the Misa that there was the death of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. So where it says Nishala Sheilah B'Vnei Makuz B'Nei Matchel B'Nei Ayim B'Gnoris B'Peh. So Rabbi Shimon says Ba'avon Bitul Torah. So Bitul Torah doesn't mean what the Sifri Musa say, that one is not spending time together. Bitul Torah means that one is actively getting rid of Torah, right? Shemavadlos Baalayim, referring to women who don't let their husbands learn. Nochrim, Shemavadlan Es Yisrael, that goyim who don't let us learn. Tinokos, Vadlan Zaviyan. So Bitul Torah here means that a generation of Askara was a generation where something was happening actively that wouldn't allow Torah to be studied. So that's what I think the pshat is, that that generation, because when we say Lenogu Kovid Zeh Vazeh, it means that they were doing something that would lead to the depletion of Torah. So I think that's the reason why, number one, why Klal Yisrael observes the Avelos, and number two, why it was such a, why they met such a disastrous fate, and why it's tough between Pesach and Shavuos. Okay. Good. Kiva Oimer, Lamad Torbe Al Dusai, Yilma Torbe Zikusai. Oyel Tamidim Yal Dusai, Yil Tamidim Ziknusai, Shinemer, Bevogis Rezecha, Ubeer Matan Hirotma, Omru, Shneim Oser Elef Zugim, Latamidim Hoyer Bekiva, Migvas Vadan Tifris, Bukula Mesu Perkecha, Bnei Shaynogu Kavi Zelaze, Vahoya Oilam Shome. So I would suggest, what's the point of Vahoya Olam Shomim? The world was destroyed, it was desolate. So I would suggest, on one level, it's because Imloi Brisi Yomim Aloy Lechukah Yishmaim Vahoy Samti. Right? Without Torah, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu has no value in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Vahoya Vim Hashishi. It was totally void until the 6th day of Sivan. Gemara says, the Medrash says, this Lashon, I believe it's this Lashon, that when Hashem gave Torah at Har Sinai, so it says that the world was quiet until we said, Kol HaShadim Hashem Nase. As if to say, right, the Gemara says, that the birds didn't chirp, and the winds didn't blow, and the water stopped running. Because they were saying, we don't know if the world's going to survive. If Klal Yisrael says Nasev and Nishma, then we're back. Not so. V'hoyo Olam Shomei means that Torah was that the world was at stake because Le'nogu Kovin Zelazet. So Hezra Adover, I understand that if you put this together with the Gemara in Shabbos, right, this they died because of Askara. The Gemara says Askara should beitel Torah. This Gemara says Olam Shomei. So that's what I would suggest, that the Hezra Adover is that they Le'nogo Kovid Zelazeth threatened the viability of Torah. And then it was Mida Kineged Mida, because Baruch Hu took away all the Chachamim, Ad Shebar Mikiva, Mishonu Lemer Meir, until Mikiva Riestad, Veheim, Hem Midu Torah, Osa Shah. Kulamesu Mi Pesach Adatzeres. Kulamesu Mi Sarah, Askara. Next thing more in Shabbos will help me go. So the Hezra Dover is that their Le'nogu Kovein Zemezeth threatened the viability of Torah. That threatened the world. That's what it was Mida Kineged Mida, that Torah actually was at stake until Rabbi Akiva reestablished with the 5 Talmidim. V'heim and Mida Torah Sesha. Without them, there wouldn't be Torah. So I think the pshat is Le'nogu Kovein Zelazeth. It's not that they weren't nice to each other. That's a problem. That's true. It's not that they had machlokes, and it's not a good thing. But Le'nogu Kovein Zelazeth means they didn't respect each other's Torah. So if you have chachamim who don't respect each other's Torah, then that means that Torah is going to be depleted. Torah will not survive. That's what we were saying before. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah, shenichu mokim lizgadar boy. There is place for every Talmid Chacham to make his mark. So if I do not respect the other person's chachma, right? If I say brisk is the only way, Reb Shimon, not even worth. Why bother the Shari Yosher? Right. So that's a nogu kovizeta. That means it's going to, there are chachmas, there are yediyas and Shari Yosher, right? Even further, right? If I say, yeah, don't bother opening the Siva Shalom. What could that slonimer have to say about, right? So that would be, so that means there's a chokhmah satira, which I could say it doesn't speak to me. I could say that it doesn't inspire me. All right, that's part of every place having his person his place in Torah. But to say that you shouldn't be inspired by it, that's a nogu kovizelazeh. So that's, I think, that's pshat. That's why it's part of the hachonis for shuvos. Ba'olam shamei means that if the world doesn't have access to the fullness of Torah, so then the world it's not going to survive. So once the chachmei Torah come to question the viability of Torah, so then that's for that we have to be misabel. And we have to prepare ourselves for shuls with that. What I intended to do today is to go a little bit deeper in what we've been discussing the last few days. So in the next few minutes, let's try and be mamik a little bit. What I want to be mamik in is into the hezberim of shavi and nafshi chaticha disur. So one mahalach that we discussed is nemonos. And that means it's a question of how Beis Din will enforce the din. We have time to look at Eben Ezer Kuf Tesvav. There Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is not a halacha in Beis, a halacha in the individual. That the Gemara, this Shulchan Aruch discusses a person, Rachmana Litzlan, he believes his wife has been unfaithful. So there there's a machlekes, there the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Beis Din does not force him to get divorced. But the husband who believes his wife was Niv Elas, he is Mukhuyiv. Even him. So you see that this machlaikas comes again from our sugyas, from the Dik Lashonis and our sugyas, to being expressed by the Rishonim. Again, I didn't mention yesterday, but Effie reminded me that if you look at the Sheet Mukubetzes, so there's a Lashon in the Sheet that says that Shavi Nafshech Nechem means he makes Osir in him what is not really Osir on him. That's the Lashon. So again, you see the Lashon is from the Ritzvah to the other Lashon Lashita, see the Achrayim, discuss it, and then he follows through Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. Person has more time, look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Siv Kotlan Lamed Zayin. See, it's entertaining discussion about these shilas of a husband who finds his wife unfaithful. It's entertaining, it's not us, right? So and the discussion amongst the Gedolei Achronim as to whether they have to get divorced or need to get divorced, v'chule. All right, that's Sivkon Levin Zayin. So we explain these two malachim, Ne'amonos, Neder. So Ne'amonos is, I think we're okay, we understand it. We say, you see, there is a din of Ne'amonos that the Torah says goes beyond, or is broader than two Edom. You have, that's the Ksois, works very hard in Siman Lamed Dalet to explain the Ne'amonos based on Kiyum Zeh, Ne'amonos of Eid Echad, Eid Echad Ne'amon Bisurin, Eid Echad Ne'amon Lohitzi, Haidoz Baldin, Kimei Edom Domi. So you see that there are forms of Ne'amonos that are not limited or go beyond Shnei Edom. Right? And then, if you want to go deeper in that Mahalach, then you have to raise the question, is Shtei Edom the test for what's emes and what's not emes? And what we're saying is that you can achieve the same level of veracity, of validity, with Haidos Baldin, Eidachon Dem Visurin. The Shnei Eidim is establishing a certain degree of probability that this is emes, that two people have the exact same story and are willing to say the exact same testimony, so that creates a probability of truth. And as long as you match that probability of truth, then halacha recognizes that's one way of looking at it. And a husband who, after marrying a wife, is willing to say that she has been unfaithful and believes that that rises that level of probability, that's one mahalach. Or you could say a little bit different, that the Torah says that when two people are in litigation, so then the probability of truth requires two eidim. But when I'm not in litigation, when I am establishing my own conduct, then I can establish my own conduct based on a lower bar of veracity. So that's a different way of looking at it. Not for now. Now, the other approach of the Meforshim was the din of neder. So that we pointed out yesterday, the kasha of the Ma'arik, the Ma'arit, that the Ksoi is found to be a great kasha. Where is that Taurus and Dara? Right? And then we ended off with a fascinating Chassam Sofer. So I'd like to be, hoping there's more time, but to deepen our understanding of that approach, and to express how I would understand this amazing Chassam Sofer. The question is, how could it be neder? So first, I just want to point out that we do find the concept of neder being expanded well beyond the idea of a person taking a personal shvuah. In Simon, it's a Gemara, but you can easily access them. Simon Reish Yud Dalid. That's where Shulchan Aruch paskins that a minog is binding via the halach of neder. Devar ha-mutarim ba-yoduim, ba-yodim, sorry. Devar ha-mutarim ba-yodim ba-hem she'im mutarim. Nogu b'hem iser habeki ilu kiblu aleihem b'neder v'osu la'tiram b'hem. Right? People, there are things that we know to be mutter. We know that the Torah says Torah does not have any prohibition on haircuts, shaving, or going to chasanis after Pesach Teshuvos. Devar ma mutarim. Hayoidim b'shem mutarim. And everybody knew that there's no place in Chumash and there's no Gemara. There's no Gemara that also the staper, also the galeach, also to get married between Pesach and Shavuos. No gubem isur, but by the time you get to the tour, you see that Klal Yisrael adopted this practice. So what makes it binding on me? Have ki ilu kiblu aleihem b'neder. Where's the neder? We didn't make a neder. Maybe there was some door, but I don't think we have record of that either. Also, latiram bem, and you cannot. It's not. You can't excuse yourself from the neder. Hilchach, right? Mishe rogil les anos tanios shelifnei rosh hashanah shebem shana yom kippurim, right? The Rambam quotes the minhag to fast erev rosh hashanah. The Rambam quotes the minhag to fast during Esrei Shemay Tshuva. No, we know it's a davar mutar. We know there's no chum posel chumash. We know there's no gemara. We know we don't do this. We don't have it's not our meg anymore. Shelo lishtos yayin me rosh chodesh av. Right, this is the mechaber saying we svarim him no, right, that it's mutar to have meat and wine after chodesh. It's only shavuos cholma. Says, but they were aware that there are people who say it's aser. So he says, all of these things, if mishehashosh yischil l'nog b'am da'ato l'nog b'kein la'olam, v'nog kein afilu pa'am achas, sorech ha'torah, you'd have to have some kind of ha'torah sandara. So on one end, you see from this presentation that the halacha of neder goes far beyond making a promise, making a shvuah. And the idea of neder can be picked up by hanhaga, by practice. However, so that's number one. That's very important to appreciate. So when we say that shavi and nafshech hadich diyisura comes from milchus nedarim, we're saying we know that the Torah says there can be a neder without a haflos neder. Elamai will ask, but the next line of Shulchan Aruch is that a person wants to get out of this practice. Sarvach Torah. Yiftach b'charot Hashem ischari shenoa kein l'shem neder. Right now, again, so we would know we cannot do a Torah Sandorim to get out of these adnohog that I mentioned. It could be that if a town decides they never had this practice of not being mistaper between Pesach and Shavuos, and they now say it's time we become part of Klal Yisrael, we're going to adopt this practice. So they could, that generation, maybe they could have a Torah Sandorim, but we can't have a Torah Sandorim. So we even see that there is a koyach of neder in the Torah, which is not open to our Torah. So the kasha of the Ma'arit, not so exciting, right? Now, in addition, I'll say the following. We all know there's a Gemara Ksuvas Chov Beis Min Aleph that says, a woman who says that she's married to this man and then has an amasla, the Gemara says, she gets out of the Shavi Anashich Nichli Surah. Right? So you see, there is a way of getting out of it. Right? So you say, but it's not Shelas Chacham. Right? There is another halacha called Nidrei Zeruzin. Reish Lamed Beis is summarized. Reish Lamed Beis. Nidrei Zeruzin do not require Yesh Nidorim She'ein Tzrichan HaTorah. Nidrei Zeruzin. Nidrei Zeruzin Ketzad Hoyomoycher Chavis L'Chaveroi. He was selling something to his friend. Omar, he says, I shouldn't have lunch today. Lunch is also on me if I won't reduce the price. And loyneser shem echem mayem shekein derech atagorim. He says, they didn't really say anything. This is the way people talk. They just did it lizares. V'davke. Right? You know, people can take a nether, an actual nether, but since they did not mean what they said, it does not require hatorah. So what I'm suggesting is, you see, you have the mechanics of nether, and the mechanics of nether do not always require hatorah. They can be unraveled if we can prove, or if it's clear, that the flaw that was made was not a sincere flaw. All right. Now, Shavi Anafshe Chadicha Disura. We see Rishonim say this is Koyach HaNeder. The Gemara says there is a way of getting out. It's called a Masla. However you learn Pshat, in Shavi Anafshe, you have to learn Pshat in the Gemara Masla. Right? You can't say that the Gemara Masla is Lagave Nemonos. Because if you hold that Shavi Anafshe is Din of Neder, you don't hold the Din of Nemonos. So you have to explain every Hezver of Shavi Anafshe has to explain a Masla. So when the Ma'arit says, where is the Atonis Nadarim? There is an Ataras Nadarim, it's true. But there is an Amasla. There is a way of getting out of it. Halacha l'masa. What would happen if the man says Pesach Pesuach? And then, we're discussing the basic matter this morning. And then, he takes, goes to college, pre-med, does bio, and he says, you know what? What was I wrong? Right? So, can he live with his wife? It's Pesach Pesuach. He says he was a suratim. Shavna shachtich lisura. L'chayra. Right? L'chayra, you have to say that he's mutter because there's a Gemara of a masla. There's a Gemara that says a masla means it's like Nidre Zeruzin. A masla means I said it for a certain reason. So don't take me seriously. Right? I said it because I wasn't doing these guys about it. But I'm suggesting, right? This, you know, you don't have to buy into this. What I'm suggesting is, the guy who says, Pesach Pesuach, I came in because I felt that they didn't make a nice wedding for me. I deserve better, right? And that's why I want to reduce the ksuba. That's an amasla, right? What I'm suggesting is, what happens is the guy says, I made a toss. I made a mistake. I didn't shut it out. It really wasn't Pesach Pesuach. L'chayra, he also should be able to get out of the koyach and the din of neder. So what I would suggest is the following: that this is pshat in the Chassam Sefer as well. What I said yesterday, I translated the Chassam Sefer to say that it's mujbe v'yomid. What I would suggest is the following. It's going to be another 2 minutes, we'll have a mincha here. When the Chassam Sofer says that the person who says Pesach Pesuach, he's Mujva V'yoymed, he's expanding the Shvu Har Sinai. L'chor, what the Chassam Sofer is saying is that if this Jew who says Pesach Pesuach and it was Shavia and Nafshech Lich Nisura, if he then lives with his wife, is he over an Iser of Hafla or an Iser of Sota? Pashtus, you tell me, Iser of Hafla. So I would suggest that's wrong. I would suggest that with the Chasam Sofer, the Pshat, and the Chasam Sofer, the Pshat in the Rishonim will say, is that they're saying is that the Torah was mechadish the koyach of hafla. The Torah was mechadish that I can impose an Iser on myself. When I use classic Nedarim and Shvuas, then I'm imposing an Iser of Neder on myself. But the Torah says sometimes, and when I, if I would violate a Minig Yisrael, so I would be over an Iser of hafla. But in addition, the Torah says I can expand certain halachas via the koyach of hafla. Moshul mod davar doyme, truma. I'm mechuyev to give chita achas, one chita. But I can decide kibeinani to give 20%. I can give chita achas, mekayem din deraisa, or I can give 2% kibeinani. So the Torah gave me the koyach to determine how much is going to be truma, and it'll have the halachas of truma. We have the hektish of truma. Teisefes Shabbos, right? It's machloikis. When I'm moisef to Shabbos, am I expanding Shabbos or am I making a shvua to expand that? Nafkamina, is there a Torah in the dorm for Tesefer Shabbos? We pass in yet. We pass in Zayidei Neder. Right? But what I'm suggesting is Shavia and Nafshech Hatichet Isura is the Chassam Sofer's Pshat is that the din of Neder, the Koyach of Hafla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated into every mitzvah. He did it in our Sinai, because of Mushmur Yaymeh. He was megala it to us in Hilchot Tzedakah, Bifichas Tzedakah. But he was megala to us that that an individual has the ability to expand various halachas. Like being moisiv onto Shabbos, like being moisiv onto Truma, and I can be moisiv onto the Yisur of the Yisur Soita by saying Pesach Pesuah. So the Pshat is not that I'm making a neder, and Pshat is not that, like I said, the Pashas of the translation of the Chassam Soita, look it up, Simon Kuf Aleph, that this is part of Matan Torah. That is like an open Matan Torah, which again could be the translation, could be the pshat. What I'm suggesting is that you see in halacha that the koyach of neder, the koyach of aflah, is beyond the narrow din of neder and shvur. You see that from the din of minhag, right? And you see that minhag can expand to the point where I am obligated to observe something because of a practice that generations ago was adopted, right? And I'm now not, and now I cannot use the koyach haTorah v'aflah to get out of it. So when Rishonim say, the Rishonim say that it's shavya nafshei is mitam neder, what I'm suggesting is they mean is that this is part of the two parshas in the Dorim. One is neder Rishua, with all halachas neder Rishua, and one is the ability to use haflah to be meichel, to establish responsibilities. And when I say Pesach Pesuach, so then I am, then the Torah gave me the koyach to establish a new Iser of Iser Sota, also Lubal, via the koyach of Flo. And that's the Shavya Nafshech Nichol Iser. Yeah, another boss will think about this thing about this morning. There's such a thing as a ben pokua. I will stop here. Go ahead.